What's it like being back?
Amazing. I loved it. It's quite emotional, that line. I was holding back the tears, but I'm pretty convinced they cheered louder for Mel again, so I don't know what she does, but they like her more than me. She dug her top off. She stripped this morning. She frigging flashed me. It was embarrassing. She didn't really. It was an accident.
Double Olympic champion, double world champion now, just back from Lyon. I mean, you just keep racking up these achievements.
Yeah, you know, really happy that I retained my double world champion title out in Lyon. This year I thought it was going to be really, really hard. Obviously, the girls knew exactly what I was going to bring out. And I thought, you know, they'll be training really hard now because they want to beat me. And they're just, I don't know, they're just not there yet. But, you know, there's someone out there who can beat me, and that's what I'm training to beat. And, you know, I'm happy with everything. Not super fast times. People remember medals, not times. So that's all right for me.
But a stadium record again today. You're getting used to that. What's it going to be like, this stadium not here next year?
I just don't even talk to me about it. I'll be gutted. You know, this is kind of where I was made who I am today, you know. And it's amazing to be back here. And I just want to do it again and again and again, because it's incredible that we can still fill this place. But, you know, like, I'm super happy that we've got a second chance. And you know, hopefully sometime in the future they'll bring us back and we can show them all how to do it again.
Yeah. Well, listen, Hannah, you've been doing the circuit this year. Coming to games like this where it's full and doing the circuit where possibly is not quite as sold out, and the World Championships as well. I mean, what's it like trying to keep the motivation going in that respect?
You know, this year's been really difficult for motivation, because obviously I've done World Champs. I'd already had World Champs. I had Paralympic champion, I had world record, or blah, whatever else. every 20-year-old, that's kind of everything you can do. So it was kind of like, what can I do next? But now it's just kind of like, you know what? I want to make my world records untouchable, so I'm the best. Even when I'm dead. So I'm working on that now. That's my new aim. But, you know, just the fact that we knew we had this event at the end. We had World Championships, and I really thought the girls were going to try and kill me there, but they didn't. There was always things to do. And, you know, we sold out Lyon. So a different country, and we were turning people away from the stadiums. We filled this place. So that's incredible to have two massive events that have sold out.
Because everyone talked about how everything had kicked on at the, you know, it was a game changer last summer. Do you feel that you've built on that, that the IPC have built on that?
I think today is just proof that London 2012 was the game changer. We could never have filled... I mean, New Zealand 2011 World Championships, if there were 300 people in that audience, then that was a full day. World Championships in Lyon this year, I think we were selling out a stadium of about 6,000 every single day. And here we've got 60,000 people, and they all want to see us. And that's incredible.